From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today in Toronto, researchers announced they have good news for women with breast cancer. An international study of the anti-cancer drug letrozole was stopped early because the results were so promising. Doctors have been using letrozole to treat breast cancer when it spreads. The new study shows the drug may also be useful in preventing breast cancer. NPR's Joe Pelka has more.
For many women who've had breast cancer, it's standard therapy to take a drug called tamoxifen after their initial cancer treatment. Tamoxifen interrupts the cancer-causing influence of estrogen on breast tissue. Clifford Huddis is a breast cancer researcher at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. He says 5 years of tamoxifen treatment has been extremely valuable in preventing new disease.
But in a randomized research study, women who took tamoxifen for 10 years did a little tiny bit worse, certainly not better, than women who took it for only 5 years.
So the search was on to find drugs that might pick up where tamoxifen left off. The leading candidates have been from a class of drugs called aromatase inhibitors. These drugs actually reduce the production of estrogen. One of them is letrozole, marketed by Novartis under the trade name Femara. James Engel of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota is one of the leaders of the new international study of letrozole. He says some 5,000 women who had completed 5 years of tamoxifen were given either letrozole or a placebo. Engel says the results were striking.
The risk of recurrent disease was cut by 43% in the women that received letrozole.
In fact, the results were so striking that researchers decided to halt the study early.
I think it's a major advance. I mean, you've gone from nothing to something that really has a benefit. So that's why there's real enthusiasm about this. This is why you do clinical trials, to find better treatments for patients, and this one worked.
Now, as with any drug, the news is not all good. Letrozole only works for postmenopausal women, and some women still get cancer even with letrozole therapy. And as cancer researcher Harold Burstein of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston says, letrozole has side effects.
These include menopausal symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats. They also include musculoskeletal problems. Women who are on letrozole and medicines like it often get bony and muscle aches and things. And finally, and perhaps most significantly, there's clearly more risk of osteoporosis in women taking letrozole.
Burstein says bones need some estrogen to remain strong. The same estrogen-lowering effect that makes letrozole good for breast cancer prevention also makes it bad for osteoporosis. Burstein says the other issue to keep in mind is that in absolute terms, letrozole does not have that big an effect. But even a small benefit can be important.
Because there are hundreds of thousands of women every year who finish 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen, the hope is that even relatively small steps forward translate into genuine benefit for patients.
One other problem is that because the study was stopped early, doctors only have data on women who've taken letrozole for 2 to 3 years. They can't say whether longer than that will be beneficial. Still, cancer researcher Clifford Huddis says the new letrozole study will be extremely helpful to patients and their doctors.
What's important is that we will be able to have a discussion that doesn't start with, I don't know what the benefits of letrozole are. Now we're going to at least say, here is the benefit, it's of such and such a magnitude. Let's see what this means in your case, and let's see how that weighs out against the toxicities of the drug, and then we can make an informed decision about whether to use it.
The new study will appear in an upcoming issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. The journal is making the paper available to the public today on its website. Joe Pelka, NPR News, Washington.